I have the next presentation. The title is Sugarcane Yield Response to Silicon Related to Extractable Soil Silicon on Florida Mineral Soils. A little bit of background about this. Silicon we refer to as a beneficial nutrient for sugarcane production. There have been a lot of responses to silica application as calcium silicate slag that have been well documented. Most of the work has been done on organic soils. In terms of mineral soils, these soils that we grow sugarcane on in mineral soils in Florida are low organic matter sands, typically 1 or 2% organic matter. Most of them have very little clay. So you'd think with the amount of total silica in these soils that you wouldn't need to apply calcium silicate for silicon, but because the actual soluble silica is very low and plant available silica is very low because these soils are highly leached, that we do actually get a response to calcium silicate in these soils. And so growers have been applying calcium silicate in Florida since the 1990s. And we currently have a soil test calibration for silicon on organic soils in Florida, but we don't have one. The University of Florida doesn't have one for mineral soils, so that's the reason for the work. So the objective is to evaluate sugarcane yield response to calcium silicate in relation to extractable soil silica with 0.5 normal acetic acid on these mineral soils. We had two locations of experiments. Each location were small plot trials, randomized complete block designs. The small plots were each about 0.03 of an acre, 6 sugarcane rows by 43.5 feet. The variety that was used in each location was a major sandland commercial variety at the time. The plant date of the first site was in 2004 and the second site was 2010. These are two different soil series and actually two different soil orders, and in a soil at site 1 and a spota soil at site 2, and these represent the two major soil orders that sugarcane is grown on mineral soils. In Florida, the acetic acid test was used at site 1 we had an index of 21 and the site 2 at 46 initially. And the pH of these was in the mid-7s. I think that is more a reflection of that calcium silicate has been applied in the past in these locations, and it is a liming material. And so these tend to be relatively unbuffered pHs that are a little over 7. Calcium silicate rates of 0, 3.4, and 6.7 megagrams per hectare at site 1, 0, 2.2, 4.5, and 6.7 at site 2. 6 reps in each location. The analysis of variance I performed separately for the two sites because we had different rates and numbers of rates at the two locations, but I did for both crop years here at site 1 together, and crop year was a significant effect. Significantly affected all the harvest parameters at site 1. The harvest parameters are tons cane per hectare, tons sucrose per hectare, kilogram sucrose per ton, or a measure of sucrose concentration, individual stalk weight, and stalks per meter of row. Calcium silicate rate was a significant effect on tons cane per hectare and tons sucrose per hectare at site 1. And also there was a linear effect of calcium silicate rate on each of those harvest parameters. At site 2, we had 3 crop years, and crop year again was had a significant effect on all harvest parameters. And again, calcium silicate rate was even more significant here at site 2 on tons cane per hectare, tons sucrose per hectare, stalk weight, and stalks per meter of row. Again, as at site 1, there was no interaction of crop year with calcium silicate rate. At site 2, there was a significant contrast of the 0 rate, calcium silicate rate, with the other rates on tons cane per hectare, tons sucrose, stalk weight, and stalks per meter. There were no effects at either location on sucrose concentration. So the main effect that we were seeing with the rate was on cane tonnage or biomass. Also, a linear effect of the silica rate on all parameters except sucrose concentration. I wanted to use then, because there was a linear effect of the rate on the ton sucrose per hectare yield, I wanted to use that to try to determine what would be the required rate of calcium silicate. At site one, I was leery of using the regression of the linear regression because the lack of a response at the 3.4 ton per hectare rate. It seemed to take the higher rate to get the response, so my estimation is that basically at this location that we needed a higher rate, which would be the 6.7 rate or the 3 ton per acre rate. At site two, there was a smoother response in relation to the linear regression, and because of that, I did use the linear regression to estimate the requirement, and I used 95% maximum linear model, which comes to the 4.3 megagram per hectare rate, which is about 1.9 tons. So my estimation is we need about 4.5 tons per acre at this location, or about 4.5 ton megagrams per hectare, or 2 tons per acre at this location is required. Then relating the leaf silica and sucrose yield, here we're looking at relative sucrose yield of the two locations combined. The optimum range has previously been established to be at least 6 grams per kilogram of leaf silica concentration and higher that we'd like to see in the top visible dewlap of the sugarcane. And this relationship shows that basically we were there at the higher rates in terms of being within the optimum range, and that there is a good relationship between yield and leaf silica concentration. Looking at the relationship between leaf silica concentration and soil test silica using the acetic acid test, the two locations had slightly different linear relationships here, which you might expect in different soils are not going to always relate exactly the same in terms of extractants to the leaf silica or the leaf concentrations. So the y-intercept was similar, the slopes are slightly different for the two soils. Then, in trying to pull this together in something that we could use for a calibration, we looked at relative sucrose yield in relation to the soil test silicon for both sites combined. The two best models were a linear plateau model that reached the plateau soil test value of 117, and the quadratic model, which reached 95% of the maximum model at a soil test value of 105. So these are telling us similar answers here. Between about 105 and 117, you would reach a point where you would level out in terms of yield, and you shouldn't expect a response beyond that in terms of more calcium silicate application. So in conclusion, there were significant responses in tons cane per hectare and tons sucrose per hectare to calcium silicate application at each location. The estimates of requirement at site 1 and site 2 were 6.7 and 4.5 megagrams per hectare. The leaf silica concentration and acetic acid extractable soil silica were strongly related to relative sucrose yield, and the relationship between extractable soil silica and sucrose yield can be used to develop a soil test calibration for these soils. And this is what my proposed recommendations look like at this point. By the time they're finalized, they may change to some degree. But basically, going from using splitting those two models, the top level and splitting the difference there, about 110 being the level above which you wouldn't expect to see further response to calcium silicate application, going to the 3-ton rate, which seemed to supply enough silica that we were within the optimum range for it, even the lower soil test location. And this is the range that the growers are currently applying, up to 3 tons per acre, and that seems to be a range that works. And just to acknowledge the funding by the Florida Sugarcane League and support by the several growers in the industry to support the work. And I do have time for questions if there are any. Yes, Rob?
Yeah, do you look at the economics of this in terms of the application rates of silicon and yield response in terms of the economic sense to apply to those rates and given the yield response you got?
I have looked kind of informally. I probably need to put that together like in a more formal presentation, maybe for like an EDIS document or something to show. Based on my calculations, it does make sense to do that based on the level of yield response that you get from it. Yep. Yes, sir.
What's the units in America, in grams per meter cube?
The question is the units of grams per meter cube. That is basically based in and like and going back to parts per million, it would be. I'd have to get it. I'm not sure there's an American because it's based on per liter. It's the same as milligrams per liter of soil. So you could calculate that. But basically, the important thing in terms of this is that we tell the growers this is an index. So it can be related to something, but it has to be related in terms of yield response. So it's. For silicon, you could contact me and I could give you the method. Any other questions? Yes, sir. In terms of the required calcium silicate,
yes.
I just use 95% of the maximum linear model, which is kind of a common amount to use. Common 95% of the maximum of that model is a common practice.
Okay.